information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
The beautiful music of Mrs. Julie Newmark bringing us in this afternoon. We are talking about herbal first aid kits. That's right. Things either are that are already around your house or things that are naturally going to help you wound heal, bug bites, all of that kind of stuff. Holly, you've got a list there, a simple list for our patients, our listeners to be able to incorporate some of these wonderful natural therapies into their life immediately in order to speed wound healing, get rid of sore muscles, all sorts of nicked up kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
Holly, give us your favorites here.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, I think, listen, you can go to any health food store online, et cetera, and you can get a nutritional supplement that maybe has a claim, maybe doesn't have a claim, maybe has some a label claim, I call it, versus a body claim. But I want to talk about an herbal first aid kit, easy for me to say, an herbal first aid kit that you, as listeners, can have that you might just go out and cultivate yourself. Let me give you one of my favorites. It's the essential oil of lavender. Have this around. Why? Oh, my dear. Okay, so we all know, yeah, why not? We all know lavender to have really nice anti-anxiety, anti-depressive qualities from an oil perspective. There's actually a drug in Germany called Selexin that is an extract of this lavender oil. You can actually get it on the shelves in something called Calm Aid from Nature's Way. But I'm talking about having a little bit of this oil around because for burns, believe it or not, okay, you can use undiluted lavender essential oil to hasten the healing of just about any burn. I mean, aromatherapy for sure with the lavender, but think about lavender oil, believe it or not. It also helps to treat bruises, strains, and even scrapes, as truly lavender acts as a disinfectant. You know, this Calm Aid that Nature's Way has out, I also use it as an antiviral orally for folks who are dealing with chronic fatigue top viruses, cytomegalovirus, Epstein-Barr virus, those old sort of yuppie viruses that are kind of coming back and are on the rise again. Mm-hmm. But so this is something that you can have in your herbal first aid kit, time-proven, lavender oil, undiluted, absolutely amazing, burns especially.
Mm-hmm. What we're talking about, listeners, is we're talking about herbal first aid kits. And we're also talking about looking at your local health food store or your natural grocer. We want you to look at those places a little bit differently. We want you to look at them as places that aren't just really healthy, high Andy score foods and all that stuff. What we're looking at is these places also that have medicines that you'll stock on your shelf. So let's say, you know, we have a 3.5-year-old. When I go in there, if I'm low on lavender or some of these other oils, I pick them up. They're in my medicine kit. And they're in my medicine kit. They're in my medicine cabinet. Like we used to go get Bactine or some of those disinfectants. In the Weiss household, we go for lavender, and yep, we think it's safer and better. And listeners, that's the way I want you thinking, is instead of here. Doesn't mean you can't keep a cheap bottle of Bactine or triple antibiotic around, but we want you thinking lavender because as clinicians, as naturopathic doctors, as licensed naturopathic doctors, we use these instead, and we think they are superior to the chemical versions on the shelf. What else do you have for us, Holly?
All right, let's talk about another oil because let's say instead of. Now, all the NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory agents that are out there, we overuse them. We use them for a headache. We use them for a hangover. We use them for aches, pains, you name it. Get this. A German scientist found that when peppermint and eucalyptus oil, okay, once again, have this in your little first aid kit, were swabbed on the temples, the oils had a muscle relaxing effect. In another study, researchers tested a topical mixture of camphor, so that peppermint thing, clove and menthol, for headaches. The essential oil blend was found to be equally as effective as acetaminophen, okay, very harmful to the liver, that acetaminophen, after 3 hours. So here you have it, peppermint oil and eucalyptus. Very, very effective. Muscle relaxants and headaches.
We're adding to our list here. So I will throw a blog up in the next week or two with our list of the oils out there. So if you're listening and you're driving and going, What a great idea, an herbal medicine cabinet, okay?
Yeah.
And not a lot of money because you get these little tiny amounts and a few drops go a long way with these things. So when you walk in there, you'll want your list. I'll get that up on a blog for you. So far, I have lavender, peppermint, clove, and eucalyptus. Another one, arnica. Arnica to throw into the bath of stuff. What do you got on arnica for us?
Well, arnica flower, I mean, has a long history of folk medicine use in Western Europe. I mean, it was used for external treatments for rashes, eczema, black eyes, sore muscles, sprains, strains, fractures. You kind of name it, okay? It's widely used for traumatic injuries of all kinds. There was actually a study.
Great in bath, huh? Yeah, sorry.
Well, yep, arnica, you know, arnica flower is wonderful to soak in, but an arnica gel, an herbal gel, there was in one study, it showed significant relief of pain and stiffness for mild to moderate knee pain when applied twice daily. So a lot of times we as naturopathic doctors are fighting real hard for the inside out cure. What does that mean? It's like, hey, if you've got pain, let's think about why. Do you have a proper amount of essential fatty acids on board in the proper ratios, omega-6s, omega-3s, 9s, et cetera? Are you eating foods that are causing inflammation and then therefore pain from the inside out? But this is a study, arnica herbal gel. Now you can certainly make your own. There are some very nice preparations that you can buy and have. I have one called Tramiel in my herbal first aid kit. Let me tell you something, as a CrossFit athlete, I pretty much bathe in this stuff, but very effective. Arnica we know mostly as a homeopathic remedy, and if you stay tuned to this show, we're going to talk more about homeopathics. We're talking about a gel topically that's wonderful for improving pain and inflammation.
To tell you the level of evidence on things with arnica in them, there's one that you mentioned, Tramiel, that comes in an injectable form, and I used to use it in hospitals. With post-bypass patients, I used to put it in IVs. I used to mix it in their drinking water as a homeopathic preparation. Therefore, it wasn't going to interfere with any of the drug models that they were doing. And they were shocked when my patients didn't need pain pills after having their sternums open surgically. And I am talking that every place they had punctures, instead of bruising and bleeding, were much, much better. It literally translated, Holly, to getting them home faster. It cut a day off consistently from their recovery, because after big surgeries, there would involve heart circulation. You really want to get them home, because other than the sternal wound, they're better. They have more circulation than they had when they walked in. So it's a matter of just getting the fuzzies out of their head and healing up and fluid balance and stuff and getting them out of there. We were sending them home a day early, to the point where I had one of the best records in the hospital about discharge rates from open sternotomies. And it's because of using arnica. This stuff is amazing. Look at it also in bath salts and in gels, EO, companies like that, where you lay in your bathtub, maybe after a CrossFit championship, or for me, just a good jog. I'll need it after a good jog. And I'll just throw it in the bathtub, and it makes a significant difference about how you heal and how you control. Any other oils, lavender, peppermint, clove, eucalyptus, and we talked about arnica flower. Any other things that jump out at you?
I think one of the most important things, and I have one of my best friends is recovering and going through curative chemotherapy right now. And I got to tell you, if you are planning that, which I don't want you to, and I don't want to even think of you planning it, or if you go through it, or if you're planning a long car trip, a boat ride, be sure to take along something as simple as ginger. Peppermint is great too, but ginger and chamomile really stack up because they are wonderful for nausea. Ginger especially. I mean, there's also an acupuncture point called pericardium 6 right on your wrist that you can put pressure on. You'll find that in like the C-bands, but ginger really eases the queasiness and as effectively as some of those conventional motion sickness drugs. So,
Herbal First Aid Kit. We've been talking about essential oils of lavender, peppermint, clove, eucalyptus, arnica flowers, and that goes in a tub or rubbed on in a gel or a lotion like Tramiel, ginger, and you can push on pericardium 6 if you know where that is for nausea, as well as chamomile for nausea. This is your herbal first aid kit. Look for a blog on this at radiomd.com in order to keep the drugs down and let the herbs work for you for a while. That's how we roll.